A week from Wednesday, we will have the first day of school in the MCCSE and our friends at the RBB. And it'll be a hot one, 89. That's the good news. Why? Well, it's not going to be hotter than that. And as of this moment, we do not have a good chance of weather on that day with showers, thunderstorms, or what else. But we are 10 days away, 9 days away, so let's be patient. Now, one guy, one man, one superintendent who is more than excited to get the 2024-2025 school year off and running is the superintendent at the Richland Bean Blossom School Corporation. It's our great friend, Dr. Jerry Sanders. Good afternoon, buddy. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm great. You know, I look forward to sending out those welcome back to school letters and getting people, I was going to say getting people back on campus, but to be honest with you, there have been people on campus all summer long. But I've always been a teacher, a principal, where, you know, during the summer, I really missed the teachers and the bus drivers and our kitchen crew and especially the students. And so I'm looking forward to seeing everybody a week from Wednesday.
And a week from Wednesday, we'll be here before we know it. We haven't been counting down the days, but the calendar is odd. Now when we hit 4th of July weekend, it seems like, okay, well, everybody get your stuff done, because before you know it, we're going to be back and back to school. And RBB and Monroe County government were in the news, week or 10 days ago, about an alleged hacking. I'll let you tell everybody what they need to know and make sure everybody's data is safe and everything like that. That probably wasn't a fun phone call to receive, I bet.
It was not. And actually, I was out of state when I received word on that. It was a school with a similar name to one of our schools was listed on a website that sells data. But it wasn't our school. It was actually a school out of the country. So we reacted to that when we were notified that this possibility. We contacted all the appropriate people and the FBI, and the investigation was done, and it was some tense days, actually. But in the end, as I reported, it wasn't our school, and our data was not impacted at all. Our network was not impacted at all. We have systems in place to prevent that. And we will continue to explore ways to keep that very valuable data and information safe and secure. So all of our families can be very, very confident that even though it was a big scare, in the end, we were not impacted at all.
Great news. And you're out of town and that comes through. Oh, geez. Happy summer. Yeah. You get one break and all of a sudden that's how your break goes. But
right.
Thankfully it has a happy ending and we're not worried about that. Now, what we are worried about is, well, 1 week from Wednesday, everybody heads back. Where are we with registration? Are we still accepting registrations? Everybody needs to get going so we can know how many chairs and rooms and everything else.
Oh, absolutely. The registration started last Thursday. We encourage parents to do that as quickly as possible so we can be prepared for not only chairs, but do we have enough people hired and making sure that we want to keep our classroom sizes down. And so when we hear about our students registering, then we can prepare to make sure we have the right number of bus drivers, the right number of teachers, and so that when school starts, we're ready to deliver the best possible educational experience for our students.
Dr. Jerry Sanders is our guest. And as we bring in students for the new year, well, we'd learned over the summer as well, you're running out of space. Time to create more space. You've got some big plans coming down the pipe. Are we going to have enough room for everybody for 2024? Of course we are, but that's like those pants that stretch out a little bit on the sides. We need a pair of those, don't we?
Sure. Last year, I think I mentioned probably last time I was on there, was one of my most rewarding school years as an educator. Just some of the initiatives that we have been working on the last 5 or 6 years really started to gain momentum and some excitement and getting more and more students involved. Based on last year, I can't wait to take it even further this year. So that's why I'm fired up to get going. Our students got really excited about some of the innovative learning opportunities that we presented our students last few years. And so I'm looking forward to watching what our kids could do. I was just amazed last year. And I think I mentioned to you as an example, with our student-run business, the coffee shop, where one of our students created the app where you could order your coffee drinks or your smoothies or whatever online on this app. And so I can't wait to see what our students do next year. We're ready to get going. We need everybody to register. I think that the information on bus routes will go out tomorrow. Friday, I believe, is a day where elementary students can get their find out who their teachers are. And then if our families would go to our website, there's a place where they could see where all the meet and greets and open houses are scheduled for the next few weeks. We'd like to see a lot of parents and family members and students coming to these events where they can meet the staff and get excited about school themselves. You know, going to school is not just it's not just something for the students. Of course, that's number one, but it also involves the whole family. And being a parent of three kids myself, I always look forward to getting that school year started. And a couple of things I want to make mention, Mike, that I put in our parent letter that I don't want to forget to share is school supplies. No Edgewood student will go without school supplies. We had an event here in the community last Saturday where families could come and pick up backpacks and school supplies. We have organizations like Tri Kappa that provide school supplies for our students. But if there's any student that has a financial need and going out and buying school supplies is a challenge for them, we'll take care of that. But I remember taking my kids, one of my favorite things was taking them to the store to get their school supplies. If parents want to do that, there's a list for every grade that's on our website that parents could check out. So I just want to make sure that our parents knew that school supplies will be available for any student. The other thing, Mike, that I want to share too is, as you mentioned, is a lot of construction going on this year.
Lots and lots. That's the price of progress. Are you going to have any traffic or redos or caution around these areas?
And that's what I've mentioned to our families is just to, you know, we're going to try to keep everybody up to date on changes such as traffic flows. We have been working this summer on the new student activity center at the high school, and we have we're extending the parking lot, and that'll be done for the start of the school year, and that'll change the flow of traffic around the high school that the people will not be used to. But there'll be situations like that all year that we're just going to have to adjust to and make sure that we communicate well. At the primary and intermediate school, we're going to be doing about 5 or 6 classrooms at a time, where we'll be renovating, putting down new carpet, new cabinets, and painting. So our students will have to temporarily change classrooms sometimes this year. But in the end, we'll have some very beautiful refurbished classrooms for our students. We'll have a new student activity center. We'll have a new preschool. So as a family, we're just going to have to work through this time, this school year, and get through the construction and make sure everybody's aware of what's going on, and we'll be okay.
Now, the best way to keep up with that is to follow on social media. That's the quickest way to get everyone updated, and you'll also continue to put out letters to the parents when there are major changes and things that we need to follow along in the RBB. But if you head to the RBB's website or social media, you can go to the Back to School Guide. That's right there. All those dates, all those times, everything from junior high to high school to primary school to the intermediate school. I don't know. Do we still print stuff off and stick it on the refrigerator? I think.
We print out, we make our school calendar. We put it on a magnet.
Perfect.
That can go on a refrigerator. So yes, that is still true.
Let's get it started. But we want everybody to be reminded as well. And, of course, Dr. Jerry Sanders is our guest today. School starts on Wednesday, 1 week from today. It's the first Wednesday of August. But late start Wednesdays don't start on day number one.
That's correct. And we do that every year. The first day, everything's brand new and people are trying to find their way. So we try to relieve that situation a little bit by just having a regular school day on the first day, and then we'll start our delayed start Wednesdays a week later, and that delayed start Wednesdays it gives teachers some valuable time to get into their professional learning communities and to talk about instruction and curriculum and student data. And so we really appreciate what our parents do to support that in terms of planning in their schedule a delayed start Wednesday.
Now everybody wants to, again, you talk about printing out schedules and doing all that. I'm guessing the lunch schedule will be out at some point as well, but we don't have to worry about breakfast, do we? It's free for all students.
Absolutely, and we are glad to offer that to our families, and we'll continue to explore ways to extend that into lunch. But for right now, it'd be free breakfast for our students, and we are always trying to look at ways that we can serve our school community. Our students and all the populations, our entire family, and just like a big home. You know, at home you're trying to take care of all your kids, take care of your house, and it's just a school corporation is just a much bigger family, and just want to make sure that everybody is taken care of. And in fact, I'm going to be talking to our teachers on the welcome back to school staff meeting about we want to do even better of putting an emphasis on people. You know, so many times a school corporation can put emphasis on a program or emphasis on a building, but we know what really matters is putting an emphasis on people. So whether you're a preschooler, a kindergartner, senior, bus driver, teacher, whatever, we want to do what we can to support our family.
And to help support the corporation as well. I know you're hiring. Plenty of positions are available. So if somebody's looking to contribute in that way, Dr. Sanders, just go to the website. Is that the easiest place to see all the positions?
Yes, yes, and social media. There's a flyer on social media that you could look and see what positions are available. But definitely our website. Our biggest issue is always having enough bus drivers. So if there's somebody out there that would be willing to come in and at least learn more about what it means to be a bus driver. Our bus drivers are always telling me about how rewarding it is to work with kids and build relationships with kids. And so if there's somebody out there, we could definitely use bus drivers and instructional assistants. And like I said, it doesn't really matter what position you have in the school corporation. Everybody plays a very valuable role. And sometimes the challenge is just getting the people here who are willing to help us out and help our community out by serving our students.
Absolutely, and making them aware of these great opportunities as well. Well, as we get closer to August 1st, which is going to be Thursday, we will remind folks the day before and the day of all the great open houses that are coming up and meet the teachers and all the great things that go on. One, August 1st, August 2nd, August 5th, August 6th, and then we'll open the doors on August 7th and kick off the month. Well, when we get caught up at the end of August, we'll have a review of how the first days have gone. We'll get into the athletics and bands and all the other fun things that that happen as well. But I know you're excited, Dr. Sanders. And if the one message to the community I think we can all share is on August 7th, routines are going to change. Traffic's going to change. Yep. We just have to be patient. They're excited kids, right?
Absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned that too, Mike, because we get into our routines of driving to work, and now all of a sudden we'll be seeing a lot of school buses out and students waiting for buses on the side of the road. So we just need to be very mindful of that. I listen to the radio every day, not just your station, but I listen to our radios where our bus drivers are communicating, and you'd be surprised how many times a driver will report that somebody missed a stop on, and that can be so dangerous. So we just need the whole community to pitch in and just be mindful and be safe for our students.
And I don't think there's too many bosses out there who will say, hey, well, I forgot school was going on, so I didn't drive like a maniac. Right. I'm a little late. Sorry. Right. I don't think we have to worry about that. All right, get some rest. Put your feet up for an hour or two. We're going to have to get ready a week from Wednesday to ring that bell, open the doors, and welcome back the 2024-2025 school year. I'm excited for you and everybody at RBB as well. And I can't wait to talk to you next month to see how it went.
Oh, absolutely. And I just want to wish all of us, the students around Monroe County, whether they go to Edgewood or not, I just want to wish all of the families a good school year. And I just look forward to hearing about all the memories our kids will be able to form this year. So good luck to everybody.
All right, Dr. Sanders, great job as always. Have a great beginning to the school year, and we'll get caught up with you in August.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Have a good day.